2 Vertigo, River 1467, 11 to 8. Tuesday night's pressure test on MasterChef, it all came down to a shell. I got Maya on the line. Very good morning to you, Maya.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, I tell you what, it was a tough challenge. And Judge Jock, as I call him, a bit of a cheeky swap at the beginning and put everything into chaos.
Oh my gosh, yes. Just when we thought we knew what we were doing, everything was just revamped and definitely a bit of a shock. And I didn't think I was going to be cooking a sweet dish yesterday.
Yeah, you were so close at the end. I mean, the difference between staying and going on MasterChef is just the smallest of margin, isn't it?
It is, and it just I think it just came down to just an array of small errors in the end.
Yeah.
And yeah, unfortunately, that's what sent me home.
You know, I must confess, I'm not much of a cook myself, Maya, but what I love about MasterChef is this. The show itself, producers and judges, they just treat contestants with the greatest deal of respect.
Very, very true. Yeah. Look, the judges are just absolutely incredible on that show. And just their knowledge of food, and even someone like Melissa, just like her understanding of food and like the description she uses to sort of explain to viewers who maybe aren't tasting it, but they can really understand what it is that she's tasting because of her descriptive words that she uses to really put it out there. And it makes your dish like, it makes it become a real thing. And it kind of like, you become more engulfed in that moment and you sort of understand what the judges are tasting and what they're eating, what they're experiencing based on like the descriptions that they use. And they're just so knowledgeable. Yeah, look, they're absolutely unreal.
They have a real appreciation for individual ambition. I mean, to get on the show within itself is something else. Just a class within its own, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Like, it's just a privilege to have been a part of the top 24. Like, I can't say more than that.
Yeah.
Like, anything beyond that is just, you know, an absolute bonus. I mean, obviously, I wish I didn't go home last night. I had more of a time on the show, but unfortunately, that's just how it is. And, you know, a few small errors at the end cost me our place in the competition.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you something about it. No doubt when you start the show, you know, you'd have in the back of your mind the hope of winning plus $250,000 on the table. But I'd imagine once you start getting into a bit of a cook-up, that just goes out the window and you wouldn't even know that there's cash on the table. You just get involved with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think throughout the whole competition, you don't even think about the end goal. At least I wasn't. Like, I was just, you know, taking one day at a time and just like, wow, this is an incredible experience. Like, when will I ever get this chance again? I've got to give this my all. This is just so unreal. Like, you know, being in Melbourne and filming for this and just really, really incredible opportunity to be, like, feeling so blessed to have had that opportunity to be on the show even.
Yeah. And you're a big lover of Indigenous food.
Yeah, I am. I just, I wish I had a chance to cook that damn tart last night, the frozen one, because it had so many amazing ingredients in it with the Australian, like the yabby and the boab and like eaten boab before, and like they're just it's just incredible like flavour, and I love to get my hands on those ingredients and whisk up that savoury challenge. But you know, Jock had something else in store for us.
Yeah,
but it's definitely something I'm going to be doing outside of the competition.
Speaking of which, where are you heading to from here?
Oh, taking it easy for a little while and probably not cooking too much, but also try and get back on track and make my food dream happen to some degree. So I'd love to get the trailer that I've got this old vintage like Airstream trailer that I'm hoping to turn into a fine dining restaurant experience.
Wow.
And I'm trying to do the plans for that at the moment and think about how I can make that happen and you know, what's involved and what steps I need to take.
Well, MasterChef, of course, it continues next week on Channel 10. Maya, I'm going to wish you the very best. It was so nice to have you on the show this morning. And, you know, it's one of those things that happens. It is MasterChef. You just don't know what happens week to week, but you must be so proud. And congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
It's the sound that's got Sunraysia talking. But what exactly is it? Well, we'll let you in on a little secret. It's the River 1467 Secret Sound. Hear the sound now.